still cannot believe whenever the years go by that this is the 36th anniversary of the Challenger explosion.
Yeah,
I think yeah, right. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. And just to let everybody know, for me, I was 9 years old. That was probably the very first impactful, I could say, a tragedy that was covered on news for my generation. We were too young, obviously, for some of the other stuff that happened in the 60s and 70s. We're not even alive for some of them. That was probably really one of the big ones, though, that I can remember.
I was right here working in the newsroom when it went down, and we had a TV on, and I'll never forget that image of it coming apart with the video.
Yeah,
that was something else.
Yeah, and I always give my teacher credit. I was in fourth grade, I think, and I just remember that we had a classmate who could always go home for lunch because he lived right next to the school, and he came over and tried to tell us that a space shuttle blew up, and she told him to be quiet, and just we got in the classroom, and we didn't know until we got home. So I think that was just her way of saying, I'm not going to let the kids have to deal with this. Now they'll be dealing with it all night long. So, yeah, but that was the first one, and I always say that was one of Ronald Reagan's greatest speeches that he gave later on that night, too.
Memorable. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of things around that.
Yep.
Boy.
He was a great communicator, and we needed it at that time.
1986. That's
Long time ago, but you remember these kinds of things in history.
Mm-hmm. Yep.